Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, September 18th. I am your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
the Lolly Cat.
Hi.
Oh, we just damaged it.
No.
We're having a slug emergency here.
Why?
Oh, no.
My daughter stepped on the slug, but she didn't kill it. She just severed one of its eyes.
And I did not. It's still there.
It's sort of there. It's just stubby. So she's holding it and nurturing it while it slimes all over her hand to make sure that it's fully functional before it gets released into the wild, because, you know, the world just can't afford to lose another slug.
And welcome to Slug Hour on My Little Pony Talk.
You know, keeping it relevant, you know? So much happening in the world.
Well, you know, we have to do something different. After all, last week we didn't even have a show.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, you got to bear with me. I mean, talk about different. I'm customizing my Neopets right now.
Ooh.
I finally gave in and bought some Neocash. I'm so bad. I can't believe that I did that. Always swore I would never do that.
I haven't given in yet.
Oh, but you haven't seen the new stuff they just came out with. It's so awesome.
Let me put it to you this way. I'm so lucky that Neopets don't die because, yeah, they would have died 18,000 times over because I completely forget about them.
Just put them in the Neolodge for like five Neo points for like the like flea bag motel. And that keeps them fed.
Oh, no. I don't take and put them in the flea bag motel. No, they've got to go to the fairy cloud.
You put them in the fairy cloud? I put them in, like, I think it's, like, the fairy cloud or the royal Neopian. Like the one that's,
yeah,
like, 4 or 5 stars. And I, like, hook them up with, like, the whole thing. Like, the spa and, like, the laundry facilities and the inmate, the maid suite thing, you know, and the burger bar.
I do, too.
Completely.
They get hooked up for 7 days,
yeah,
and after that, they go back to starving to death.
Are you kidding me? I put them in there for a full month. I'm just like, take them away, 28 days. The only thing I don't hook them up with is a fitness center, because dang it, if I don't exercise, they're not exercising. And they still seem to keep their svelte figures. Well,
yeah,
if it's eating your hand, go put it outside.
No, it's like skipping it.
My pet looks so awesome now. It's like Sound of Music.
Oh, God. No, but last week, I will admit, it was my fault. I completely forgot to set up the show. And then an hour, then 20 minutes beforehand, I decide, oh, poops, I got to do this. I go to do it, and it's not saving anything. It's resetting my entire page. And it's like,
so,
oh, dear God.
I think it's safe to assume that you had the mother of all technical difficulties last week. You outdid yourself.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait,
and
don't touch the handle with your slimy hands. Okay.
I have technical support telling me.
And don't put them in the walkway. Put them elsewhere. Well, I don't want them to come back under your foot. Put them someplace nice. Put him on the side of the house someplace. Like, he likes to climb up the side of the house, by the light, but not on the stone stuff. Yeah.
So, yes, I ended up talking with technical support, and after 10 minutes of them saying, clear my cache, clear my cookies, redo this, redo that, it's like, okay, I've tried this on my laptop, I've tried this on my desktop. I have tried Internet Explorer. I have tried Firefox.
Hmm.
What's your account name? Let's make sure your account's not having difficulties. 10 minutes later, they come back with, our site's currently having a malfunction.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you could have told me that, like, 20 minutes ago.
Well, I guess we'll just have to let you off on the hook. You know, my daughter decided, like, she needed, like, quality mom time anyway, so... I think we watched Coraline, which was completely creepy.
Ooh.
Yeah, seriously. And I can't believe I let her read this book when she was like 9. I'm like, what the heck was I thinking? You know, they trick you by letting you think like, oh yeah, this is for kids. Until you read it and you're like, what? All right, welcome back in. Now go wash your hands. There. No, you're not. No, no. Stay in the bathroom. Kitchen. Elbow. Oh, my God. She does this just torture me. You know, this is what children do. They're good at it. They enjoy it. They're sadistic this way. Come on.
Yes.
No, do not high-five me.
Oh, I named her Mom. What's her name?
Slugaroo?
No.
Slorgy?
What?
Slorg. Come on, we're talking Neopets here. You know I have a Slorg fascination, so. Ah! Sienna! You were supposed to take the soap, not run for it. She handles a freaking slug, lets it crawl over. I go to put soap in her hand, and she jumps away like it's a freaking spider. Freaking soap.
Oh, God.
Okay. Slimy. Gross. Yeah.
Too much information.
Just, you know, one of these days, we're just going to stay on topic the entire time. Yes. Okay. I don't want to hear any more about the slorg. Oh, my God. I don't want to hear any more about the slug. Well, make sure you wash well, honey. Seriously. Okay. Okay. You'll know if you miss because it'll be blue. Okay. Let me try to get back into like. Okay, we are doing a show. It's My Little Pony talk show. Okay, it's not the Neopets Slorg slimy slug show. Although free advertisement for them, they should be paying us.
Yes, they should.
You know, I noticed there's like a similar vein. You know, it's like, it's almost like a birds of a feather thing, but there just must be a mindset because in certain communities you can bring up other things and like half the community is like involved in that too. You know, I bet you go on like the My Little Pony trading post or the arena or something, like half of them have Neopet accounts. You know, and then the half of them probably have some little pet shop somewhere in their house.
Yes.
There's like certain little things that come up that you're like, look at that. What the heck is broken glass doing on my... Sienna!
What?
Where did the broken glass come from?
What?
Oh, jeez. Now we're finding more stuff.
Don't touch it. It's sharp. So what she do? She picks it up. I don't know. It was just on the table.
It's very a sharp, shiny object.
It looks like it's like beer glass or something, and we haven't had a beer here since William left. And that's how sad my life is. I haven't had a beer in the house since William left. Who needs beer anyway for 10 months? So, moving right along. How has the genie been? Is the genie visiting us this week? Do you know?
I don't know.
Has the genie benefited you at all in the last week?
Yes, the genie has benefited me. What about you? I'm currently trying to get on my laptop, and so I've been
chased
out of
town. Well, the genie was like a hit and miss for me. The genie teased me. I actually decided to go online, and I was like, you know, I'm going to... It's like whenever we do the show and we go through all of our stuff, it's always like it really brings to the forefront something that is just lacking in my collection or something I can no longer find and it disappeared and I don't know where it is and I need to replace it, or, oh, good God, who knew that had cancer, you know, and now I got to replace it. But so I went on a hunt this week to find me a pristine Majesty, because our old Majesty as well, she's just rough. She's in rough shape. And she was apparently my daughter's, like, favorite. And so she's got, like, griminess and a little bit of symbol loss and discolored head. Majesty. Remember? Majesty? And bear shush. And then she got some age spots, you know, probably from the bacteria and dirt and everything coming from my daughter's hand. Bear? Tree. So, you know, even though she is well-loved and she will not be thrown away or anything, she will have to, we do need a pristine representative.
Yes.
And so I actually bought one on eBay.
Ooh.
And paid more than, I guess, what the typical Majesties go for, I guess, between $5 and $10 for a Majesty, I guess. But I was like, dang it, I am tired of spending $5 or $10 and then getting something and it didn't have all these flaws mentioned, and it's, you know, it's like you wasted the money. I'd rather spend the $15 and actually not waste it than spend $5 or $10 and be like, well, that did me no good. And it was free shipping. So,
you know,
it was like spending $10 and then paying for shipping. So for $15, yes, I did pay $15 for a Majesty, but she is perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. She's white, no schmooze, no discoloration, no cancer spots, no symbol loss. The only thing that's unusual about her is this one is has bright blue eyes as opposed to the purple eyes, which from what I've read seems to be something that happens from a mixture, the batch. Sometimes they'll have blue eyes and sometimes they'll have purple eyes, which is kind of neat because my other one has purple eyes. So, again, she is a little more unique. I had to look it up. I was like, what's this? Is this like the mail order one? Why does she have blue eyes? But no, she's just from one of those batches. Which I thought was neat. So I got a good Majesty, and here I was feeling all really confident and stuff in my eBay escapades. And I said, okay, I'm going to get Sunny Bunch. Sunny Bunch, the last merry-go-round that I need and who I could have swore I had, but somehow has disappeared or whatever. So I needed to get a Sunny Bunch. And I found one, supposedly no flaws, in a gift here, and it has the dreaded age spot disease. Not quite looking like cancer, but, you know, the brown, splotchy, you know, something's going wrong with that plastic stuff. And so I had to shoot off an email going, I don't know about your eyes, but when you say no visible spots, what are all those marks up and down the legs, on the ear, on the cheek, you know.
Oh, my.
That are brown, that on a purple pony. You know, it was funny because they pointed out, like, a little tiny dot of, like, the paint from the saddle being not on a regular spot. So, like, I was under the impression that, oh, they really looked this pony over well if they're pointing out this little piece of factory flaw paint. It was like, no, they weren't pointing out all the brown spots. And said, no visible flaws. Yeah, right. So there goes a wasted. I mean, granted, I didn't pay $20 or anything. It was weight goes $8 down the tubes. Makes me mad. And after my bow tie fiasco, I couldn't get a bow tie or a Sunny Bunch. But I did get a Majesty, and my Junko Mizuno showed up this week. So, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it. It's good. But now I'm on the hunt for a good Sunny Bunch with no cancer, no schmooze, no haircuts, no missing appendages.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's always kind of like a neutral week. You know, one good, one bad. What are you going to do? I'm going to have words with the Pony Genie. You got to be a little more specific. How about you? Did you get anything this week?
I did. Give me one quick second to pull up my eBay.
All right, while you do it, can I just complain in general about eBay? What is it with these people that just insist on not mentioning flaws? Like, there was another eBay auction that I was looking at, and they mentioned something about there was a faint mark on the cheek and another faint mark on the leg. So I had to actually email them, and I asked them, hey, you know, are these brown spots sometimes called, you know, they're kind of coffee-colored, sometimes they call them age spots, sometimes they call them cancer, pony cancer. Do you have anything that looks like ingrained dirt, which also could be called schmooze, da-da-da-da-da. I get, and granted, in the email, in the eBay description, all it's saying is, oh, yeah, there's a faint little mark here, faint mark there, otherwise beautiful condition. And they email back and go, yes, she does have pony cancer, no schmooze. And I'm going, oh, you son of a, you know who, you know dang well what that pony has and what it doesn't have. And you're, like, intentionally not mentioning that those marks are pony cancer so that somebody will buy it. And then you can sit there and say, oh, well, I did mention there were marks. But unless you specifically are emailing them going, do they have pony cancer? Yeah, it has pony cancer. Well, what the heck? It's so underhanded.
I definitely agree with that. I hate that. I've dealt with a few sellers like that, and I bought one of the princess ponies for one of the latest swaps I did, and ended up getting it, and I was so not happy. I was told that it only had a few marks. Yeah, right. It looked like someone took a crayon or and a highlighter to it.
Mm. You know, some marks you can get off. Some marks are you can deal with. I really only draw the line on primarily the ones that will deteriorate, you know, the cancer, the schmooze, and the age spots. Those are the ones that I absolutely won't tolerate. There are a lot of other marks that I will put up with because there's a certain amount of recourse you can take against them or they're not as bad. I mean, you know they're not going to invade the rest of the pony. But, wow, yeah, you know, I just hate in general when they just fail to mention the glaring black Sharpie going down the whole side of the leg, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a couple marks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like people that don't know. In the case, like, where this guy was like, you know, oh, a couple faint marks, but actually knew the lingo. Yes, it's pony cancer. Okay, now you're just intentionally deceptive. So this would be a good example of our eBay rant portion of our show. We're just going to jump right into eBay rant this week. Because I've been very frustrated with eBay. Because, you know, when you're at the point where I'm at, where you're really only looking for specific ponies, it doesn't really make sense to buy the lots, you know, when you only need one pony in that lot, because then you've got to go and hope that the other ponies are in good enough condition that you can turn around and sell them or trade them, and that's a lot of work.
Definitely.
So, and especially if you're looking for ponies to be of a certain quality. You know, there are some ponies I'm not as picky about, but 99% of my collection, yeah, I would like to have it as near mint as possible. And certainly the three no-no flaws are just not allowed. But, yeah, it's just,
Let me see. What did I get this week?
Show me your goods. What'd you get this week?
I won a My Little Pony Petite Ponies Vintage 89 set. I won the ice cream parlor.
Ice cream parlor?
I won the ice cream parlor.
Well, that's cool.
With three little petites in it. And one of them, it looks like a glowing show.
Let me get on the chat here. You, me, and God on chat. Well, you going to link it for us?
Yes.
Oh, here, I wonder if I signed in or not. Maybe
nope.
Maybe I'm guest. Guess I better sign in. That would explain. I'm like, who's that person? Oh, that's me.
Silly goose.
Well, you know, I guess on one hand it's kind of interesting. I mean, if we know people aren't really listening live, then it's we really don't have to pay attention to this chat board.
Really?
One less thing to worry about. I feel confident that eventually people will listen live again. For a while there, we were doing well. We had, 35 people pretty consistently, 30 to 40 people consistently listening live. And then Ponyvention came along, and everything just went to kaputz.
Yeah. I think it was vacation, summer vacation and all that. So.
Yeah, now school's back in, and people are just trying to get into the swing of things. So I'm sure, you know, once the winter hits and Christmas hits and people start getting into the jazzed up pony mode again, doesn't look like you have a glow in the dark, but you have a twinkle, or not a twinkle, you have the sparkle, I think twinkles or sparkles. It doesn't glow, but it's got the glitter inside it.
I won something. And then let's see. And I did get it for a good price. At least I think I did.
Yeah, I guess that's doobable. That's doobable. I mean, you paid $21, and you got a pony parade, a ponytail, and a twinkle. So 10. Yeah, I'd say that's about fair.
Yeah, definitely. So
it looks like it's in good shape.
Because it looks like just the ice cream parlor was actually worth $25 to $30.
According to who?
That's one price that Summer had.
Oh, well, you know, Summer's book was pre-recession. Welcome to the new pony prices until the recession is over. So I would say that you got it for a fair price.
So next up is...
Whoa, did you see that? Did you see
what?
That big, big lot? Holy crap. Holy darn. Unfortunately, nobody too impressive. A petite lot of 60 ponies. Castle,
yes,
houses.
I've seen that. I've got that on my watch list.
Yeah, but the price is up there.
Yes. So up next is my new my very first Sundazzle.
Oh, okay, we're looking at more stuff, let me see.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to link My Majesty so you can see My Majesty. People, you know, it's so funny, it's a shame. You know, people who don't listen live don't get to see the links. Do you add the links later for people to, look at?
I
have to go and actually buy a Sundazzle because my daughter had a Sundazzle pony. And at the time, I thought they were hideous, and she was kind of beat up and stuff. And she loved her to death. And for some reason, when we moved, I was like, oh, I got to totally chuck this pony. I've felt bad about it ever since. And I've been meaning to, replace her Sundazzle, but I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Yes, but look at the price I paid.
I know, that's an awesome price. I mean, you can't argue with that price.
No, you cannot argue with 99 cents.
I mean, how could you possibly complain? I mean, as long as it arrives, you got your money's worth, you know? Seriously.
And here comes another petite.
Hold on. I'm getting to the what I won. Hold on. Oh, yeah, this was me. Okay. happy. Okay, and here's the thing. Let me get to the chat board. All right, am I looking at something else of yours? You just linked something else. Welcome to Brag Talk Radio, where we talk about our eBay deals.
No, we talk about our Pony Genie deals.
Our Pony Genie. The Pony Genie has bestowed a $1 pony upon you. Shame they weren't offering free shipping. Oh, come on. Lord,
actually,
pony.
Several items I'm getting for $2.50 shipping. So, yeah, thank you.
I got free shipping on my Majesty, and I got $1.70 shipping on something else. So that would be, that looks like a pearly.
It is.
Oh, okay, cool.
And look at the price I paid.
That's not bad. That's good. You know, minor symbol rub there, but you can still tell what it is.
Hmm?
So I take it you're on, like, the petite binge, it looks like. I'm getting a serious petite binge vibe from you lately.
Okay, so I've been trying to get them all.
Got to catch them all. Okay, that's my Majesty. Now, the interesting thing is the photo is deceptive. Her tail is full length, and she doesn't have any mane haircuts because I actually emailed them. And I said, hey, what's up? She looks funky. And they said, no, it was just the hair was tightly curled, and that's just the way it looked. And when she got here, she was perfectly fine. Her tail was full length. I compared her to my other Majesty, and everything was just hunky-dory, exactly the way it should be. And she's as white in person as she is in the picture,
Ooh. Which
is lovely. No discoloration, no schmooze, no age spots, nothing. I am just like, oh, my God, thank you. See, I will gladly pay $15 and free shipping for a pony that I know is just perfect, especially something like Majesty, which has, you know, a white pony, which is so prone to discolorations and spots and just all kinds of stuff. And it was a playset pony, which means you know how the playset ponies can be.
Yeah.
They can get really beat up. So I'm happy.
Now, if you look at the link right above yours, you'll see one of two items that I got.
Okay, back to linkage. Link happy host. Let's see what she got here. A frog brush. Who is that? Is that Leap? That's not Leapers. That's Steamers? Which one does that belong to?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's helpful. Well, congratulations on your frog brush that you don't know who it belongs to. Let me look that up for you.
Yes, I know, and I got the book right here, and you'd think I would look it up myself.
It might even be a princess pony. I mean, it's just bizarre what some of those frog brushes go to. Okay. And go to... wrong bookmark. I think it was Kim's site that I go to identify brushes. But she actually, I think she has a brush identification page. Let me check. Yes, she does. Combs, brushes, hair ribbons. Let's go to combs, brushes, and hair ribbons.
See, I'm kind
Why
of hoping
do that?
One of the brushes for one of the princesses with the wild eyelashes.
Yeah, I don't even know which ones they came with.
They
right?
came with frog brushes.
Mint green frog brush goes to Steamer.
Oh!
That would be Steamer. There you go. Aren't you glad you knew?
Yes.
See how I just zapped that stuff right up for you? I'm trying to think. There was somebody else that came with a frog brush, but I can't remember who. I mean, outside of the brothers, big brothers.
The princesses, the princess ponies.
Did some of the princess, like the big crazy eyelash ones came with them?
Yeah, a periwinkle one and a pink one.
Oh, okay, good to know.
So, next up, you'll see, yes, another petite.
Didn't one of the little baby brothers have a frog brush?
I think so. I figure once I get it, I'll actually identify whom it does belong to.
Well, we know it's not a princess brush. It's probably Steamers so far, it's looking like. Okay, if I could just get to... No, I don't want puppy kitties. Where did the boys go to? Playtime baby brothers. Where? Okay, there you go. Aqua dog comb, race car, dog brush. Nope, we got a winner. It's got to be Steamers. So you can not look anymore. It's Steamers.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Moving right along. Yet another link. Girl, you got way too much time on your hands. Yeah, you're seriously, like, got petite on the brain right now. You know that, right?
You think?
You could have just saved yourself some trouble and just bought the freaking lot of 60. Well, I'm glad that you have something to work forward to, you know, and work towards. A goal. Everybody should have a goal. Keeps you busy.
Who sent you that?
That wouldn't be the computer light, dork.
Pony snack. It's not pony snack time yet.
No.
Not pony snack time yet. It's 9:30. Pony snack time isn't till 10 o'clock. Unless we forget, and then it's like 10:30. So, let me see. So, yes, I guess in making myself feel better, I did get my Junko Mizuno, which is really pretty bitchin'. And then, of course, I got my awesome Majesty. And I got my disappointing Sunny Bunch, but, you know, got to look on the bright side here.
Okay.
And you got a buttload of petites.
Yes, and I got yet another brush.
And a brush?
Yes, two brushes. Two frog brushes.
Another brush. Okay, let's see the other brush.
It's just about this last one I just put in.
Okay.
It's yellow.
Yeller.
Yeller.
Yeller brush.
Yeller.
Okay, yellow brush. That goes to... give me a minute. Yellow frog brush goes to Salty.
Yay!
I think... I'm trying to think. I need a couple of the brother brushes and combs. I have some. Not all, but some. That's one of those, you know, I really do need to get around to getting those.
Yes.
Because I have all their other accessories, and it's just kind of like haunting me in the background. Now I'm going to have to go upstairs and write a list of which ones I need. But you know what a pain in the butt it is to look for them? Seriously.
And the last one is just a regular plain old petite. You can look at it if you want.
Is it just a normal, plain, blah petite? I mean, is it, like, any special petite?
I don't think. I don't know. You can look. Tell me.
No, it's just a plain, pretty petite.
Okay. But you know what?
What?
I think I need to go get the teapot.
The teapot.
What do you think?
I need some serious luck, okay? Before I blow more money, I need some serious good luck pony vibes.
Let me go get the teapot. Okay, here's the teapot. Let me get the teapot.
The lamp.
Let me start rubbing the teapot.
Lamp. Oh, God. My ears. What, no poof? Come on, after the entrance, you're supposed to be like, I am here.
Hey, not laughing.
Okay, that was a great intro. Hello, I'm here. The Pony Genie is here. Hello,
the Pony Genie. Have you ever watched Aladdin? Come on, Robin Williams. Oh, or no, that was, that's not Robin Williams. It was Mushu.
That was Robin Williams in
Aladdin. No, but I'm thinking
yeah.
Mushu when he pops out of the, you know, being asleep thing.
There is only one Robin Williams.
That's
yes.
true, but I'm thinking of Eddie Murphy as Mushu in Mulan. Okay, I was just, but either one. You could have done the Mushu, you could have done the Robin Williams genie. Either one would have worked.
Instead
Pony
of laughing,
joy
you're
to everybody.
You need to work on it. I expect improvement next week.
Okay, boss.
Right on. And get me some pony luck, okay? I'm like slightly disappointed. You jazz
okay.
me good, and then you slap me down.
I'm concentrating all my efforts onto you. You're gonna get when you know it's a cosmic thing, okay? Planets align and they go in their retrograde. Planet Pony is orbiting around in Candor Rose 3's planet right now.
Yeah,
so she's having
her petite
the she's
planet,
having the
apparently.
Luck. Yeah,
she's having the petite disease. Infirmary problem. I do have a question, Pony Genie, and perhaps you'll answer me. Considering the recent accruement of less than perfect ponies that I have gotten, which not everybody would necessarily be as disappointed in their flaws as I would they make appropriate random acts of kindness gifts? Or is it not good to send out a pony that maybe has, like, schmooze on its ear tips or something like that? I mean, what are the general guidelines? I mean, they don't meet my exacting standards, but, you know, I think there may be people out there that may not think that they're horrible, but I don't want to send out something that somebody would be like, ugh. You know, at the same time, it's like I'd rather see them get a loving home. So what do you think the pony protocol is on that?
Well, you could put them up for adoption. The TP has the freebies forum, and you can post, you know, that these ponies need homes, and they are free. They just need to be, you know, the person who claims them just needs to pay postage, and you can post photos of them there. If you want to random act them, I would not announce beforehand that they're not good enough for you, so therefore you're going to give them away, because that kind of spoils it, you know?
Well,
you get
I have,
something
like,
in.
Extras. I have
you
extras
look at
and
it,
stuff like that.
And you say, okay, I'm not keeping this, but I'm going to give it away to somebody.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you know, if you have an extra and you like one more than the other, you know, you could sit there and say, well, I'm getting rid of the other one because it's not as perfect as the one. Or you can sit there and say, you know what, somebody else might like it. I can either sell it to get money or I could give it away as a random act. I mean, I guess it kind of looks at how you look at it. I mean,
I think
even if it's not
answer
my
your own
standard,
question.
If it's not my standard, doesn't mean that, you know, hey, it doesn't mean I have to give it away for free.
I had a friend who was a real so-soft snob. Like, nothing was ever good enough for her. She would upgrade and upgrade and upgrade those so-softs constantly until she got a collection that looked like they were just mint right off the card. And me and about four other people, we got our so-soft collections just from her cast-offs. And we all have great looking so soft as a result.
That's pretty funny. I fall dangerously close to being the so soft snob. I've been on the hunt for all mint so soft, and I'm dangerously close to completion. I think I'm missing two from my collection, and I think maybe three or four need to be upgraded to mint status, but otherwise I'm in pretty good shape.
And what are you going to do when you get every one of them and they're all mint and they're all in your cabinet looking at you?
I will go in there every day with clean hands and love on them.
Oh.
And pet them. Because I still do. I still go in and pet my so-softs. I love my so-softs. And I go in and I fix the pixie tails that I have on my birth flowers so they all feel special and unique even though they're all clones. Because, you know, I don't want them to feel like they're all clones.
No.
And I adjust my princess's little crown barrettes so they're not all droopy and looking drunk. I'm good to my ponies. My favorite ones, anyway. Occasionally I go in there. I dusted Chief's hat off the other day, and I was appalled at myself. Like, holy cow, Chief had way too much dust on his hat.
Oh, my.
Which, of course, meant that so did every other Big Brother. But, yeah, so I actually dusted them off. And I was like, look at that. You're actually pink under there. Who knew?
Hmm. Yes.
That was interesting. Yes, after the last show where we actually talked, or no, I was on the boards, and they were talking about the plasticizer coming to the surface and how that can be a perfect breeding ground for the age spot / cancer, pony cancer, and that plasticizer just is basically like a food for like a mold to attach to and grow on. And so they say, you know, you should periodically clean off your ponies if they start feeling at all gummy, because that's the plasticizer leaching out.
Uh-oh.
And that can encourage the growth of the dreaded cancer spots or age spots.
Well, I better get a move on mine then. I have one.
But only the ones
that
they feel a little tacky, slimy, you know, kind of greasy or something like that. You remember how Hip Holly felt when she first came out of the package? Not only did she smell god awful, but she was like slimy and sticky. That's plasticizer.
What you're talking about.
Yeah,
yep.
To a lesser degree. Not everybody does, so I'm using many references. To a lesser degree, it can still happen to your older ones, your G1s. Every once in a while, you'll feel one go, you know, she doesn't feel quite as smooth, and you have to wipe them down a little bit. So, and it works. Keep your ponies in air-conditioned, climate-controlled house. Do not expose them to humidity above, say, 65-70%. And, you know, make sure that plasticizer stays at bay, and you should be good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the care and hygiene portion of our show.
Hey, but at least it's pony-related. I could be talking about care of hygiene of other things.
Hey, you could get, like, Mr. Queen to sponsor this.
Yes, there we go.
It's bizarre how Mr. Queen has taken over the pony world. I mean, do you remember Care back in the day when there was no such thing as magic eraser?
That's right. We
and,
had
and all the
soap.
Painstaking things that we did to restore beauty to our ponies, and now there's like a whole generation that's like magic eraser and that's it.
Yep.
I did my job. I was like, wow. I mean, yeah, magic eraser is great for some things, but you know, I'm old-fashioned kind of gal. You really want to get in there. You got to get out your toothpicks and your Q-tips and everything else.
And elbow grease. That's right.
Got to do it the old-fashioned way. Damn youngins.
Hey, I like my magic eraser.
And there was no OxyClean either. Nowadays, it's all rip the head off and boil it.
You know what? I'm hearing arguments against boiling. Boiling is not always the cure-all.
Yeah, I never bothered with that.
It actually can increase problems later. Now, you know, I'm sure there are people that swear by the boiling method, but I've also read some articles along the lines of that kind of intense boiling and moisture introduction can cause problems later, and you can wind up making your problem worse. You may think you made it better, but then it just comes back, like, worse later.
See, what I do is I'll just make the water hot, throw in the OxyClean, let it cool off just a little bit, then dehead and throw the pony in. But that's only if the inside looks, you know, like, oh, dear God, is that moving? Let's kill it now.
Well, you know, I think I've had some pretty good luck with my techniques. And I have to say, I have lived in every place that you can imagine as far as... Oh, that's so wrong. Okay, sorry. I lived in Washington State where the humidity was ridiculous and it rained 9 months out of the year. And I lived in South Carolina where it was hot as hell 9 months out of the year and ridiculously humid. And everywhere in between, you know, where Maryland it gets dry and central heating and air, like, makes everybody desiccate in the middle of winter. But I have to say, my ponies, every possible flaw they had, like, I haven't had the growth that other people talk about, you know, like the contagions and stuff like that. And I wonder if it doesn't have something to do with the way I cleaned them or something. Hey, we actually have somebody on the chat board. Oh, my God.
Yay, someone has joined us.
It's Kit Kat. Oh, Kit Kat, she emailed me something else, and I totally forgot. I have to dig that up. It was about another thing, but totally. Yeah, you know, sometimes it's just like, you know, more and more sometimes. I'm thinking this pony show is turning into the, hey, why don't you give me a phone call and we'll all talk. Love hearing from you again. Talk to you again next week.
Sounds like it. So,
you and the Pony Genie. Pony Genie.
Yes.
Rub Pony Genie's tummy.
One.
A little to the left. That's the spot.
One.
That's the way. I like it.
She's a happy genie.
I am a happy genie today. You know what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm listening to you. But besides that, I'm unwrapping a swap package that came in the mail today.
So you haven't opened it yet?
No, I just did. I've been spreading it out all over the bed and enjoying it all. I've got pony goodies and candy goodies, Halloween goodies in here, and candy. I'm beside myself. I have accessories in here to ID that I don't know what they are.
I totally need to get in on a swap box. I haven't done one of those in years.
Oh, got to get in on the swaps. The holidays
I was doing so much in the last couple of years with moving and everything else that I was like, I can't commit to a swap. But I'm in a place I think I could do it now.
I have the cutest little pony in my hand. It was made, I think this is from Sailor Libra. She's purple. She's a twice as fancy G3. And she's all covered in, the designs are candy corn and ghosts and Smarties and pumpkins and black cats and spooky trees. And she braided her hair. She put the hair into two plates, and the hair is like a golden orange color. And the parrot says, yep, it's a golden orange. And she's in like little Heidi braids, you know, like two braids. And she made her a neckerchief and like actually embroidered the edge of it. Very beautifully done. Matches the pony's body color. It's a black bandana with purple edging and pumpkins and stars and a really long tail. And she even went over the eyes. She did these beautiful green eyes, different gradients of green. So I'm just here trying to figure out how to pose her, how she looks best. I don't know G3s too well, so I couldn't tell you what pose she's in. She's in a standing on 4 feet pose. That's all of them, isn't it? Her head turns. Does that mean that she's a newer one?
Yeah,
the newer ones turn.
Newer one.
Well, that helps me because, I needed the right angle for the shot. Okay, pose with the candy now, darling. Swaps are so much fun. You got to get in on this. This is where you get the chance to like spoil a fellow board member rotten and surprise them with all kinds of themed stuff.
And then you
get really into it.
Spoiled yourself.
I'm feeling very spoiled right now. Oops, too much flash. Oh, is there a camera doctor in the house? I hate this camera.
But it loves you.
So now that we have almost done an hour of our show just on this,
there a topic tonight?
There was a topic, but I think really there wasn't much more left in this particular. So we kind of needed to fill up some time.
No, because we were going to go on to start play sets tonight, too.
Yeah, that's really not something I was looking forward to. So, see? It worked out great. We can finish up our mail orders, and we can do play sets all in their own show.
All righty, then. But I do believe we need to shove the Pony
Kick her.
I knew it was coming. I'll work on my lines for next week, and I'll have a special pony chant.
Ha ha ha! Gosh, help me! Put the lid on! Nice. Yes! We did it. For another week. Get to work in there! No slacking off.
Or else I'll cut off the DSL.
Yeah. That'll teach her.
And the cable. Oh, heck.
Oh, you got it as a triple package, did you? I don't know. We'll see how that works.
Yeah. Maybe I need to cut off everything. Maybe then she'll get on her lines.
Wow, looking on eBay, you know, it's amazing. Somebody, you know, I'm sorry, one more last thing on the eBay rant, okay, because just talking about the whole, you know, people who put something up and they think they got freaking gold or something. I mean, freaking selling a flower brush for $8, bite me, okay? The flower brushes are not worth $8.
No.
Oh, but they'll give you free shipping. Okay, I'm done.
Wait,
go ahead.
Wait. I have good news, though.
You have good news.
Yes. Remember that sticker thing? I said I bought a few, almost 2 months now. I bought and paid for a set of stickers, and I never got them. And it was just before Labor Day weekend, you know, I told the seller, hey, you know what, you've got until the 6th of September, because that's when PayPal said I can turn this into a claim.
Hmm.
Well, never got a word back from them. And it's like, okay, I never got the item. Turned it into a claim, and I won.
Yay!
Granted,
well, unless they can prove that they sent it with, like, some sort of delivery confirmation and all this other stuff, I mean, of course you're going to win.
But, I mean, granted, it wasn't a lot that I got back. It was only $1.80, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, it was your $1.80.
Yeah.
And you didn't get your product.
Exactly. It was the purpose. It was the purpose behind it.
Principle. It was the principle.
Thank you.
The principle has a purpose.
Yes. Yes, it does. So.
Oh, but I wonder if that was it. Hmm. So, where are we?
We are on page 3 of 3 on Kim's site for the My Little Pony special offers.
For those of you just tuning in, welcome to our show, for real, this time. It's the show about My Little Ponies. We are now there. Yay! We have arrived. Okay, and which one did you say we were at? I totally got stuck up on myself.
We're on page 3 of 3 of the My Little Pony special offers, and it's a birthday party.
Is it the sisters?
It's the birthday baby pony.
Okay, that was too high. I hurt my ears. I couldn't understand a word you said.
Okay, I'll try this again. It's the birthday baby pony.
The ones with the little balloon animals?
No.
No? Other ones? Well,
no.
Dang it, when are we getting to the balloon animal ones? Okay, fine. Make me go look.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right. It is balloon animals.
I was going to say, come on. I thought the birthday baby ponies were the balloon animal ones.
Well,
don't make me doubt myself like that.
Symbols. You didn't say they're symbols. I thought you meant a...
Well, what? Like, I thought I was, like, literally talking about a balloon animal showing up to your house?
You never know with My Little Ponies. Quite what you'll get.
You know, sometimes I wonder about you.
You really should.
I should, obviously. I need to.
But you have baby sugar cake and baby game time. And what are they bringing to the party? Let's see. Baby
they actually
sugar
bring
cake.
Things. Whee!
Is actually
I
coming
I got
with...
when I have, okay, we're going to the pony room. I'm needing that extra something, that extra oomph. Come on. I got to go up the stairs. Yes. I have made it. I have made it upstairs. Okay. We're entering the room. All together now. Ponies. All right.
Yay.
I am now in my mail order section of my room.
You have a mail order section?
Well, yes. All my mail order babies live together in the nursery.
Hmm.
All my babies. All my adults have other areas that they occupy. But all my babies live together in the nursery. It's the most beautiful nursery.
Hmm.
So, where is she? Oh, there she is. I have the pink one.
Yeah, baby game time.
Woohoo, baby game time.
Who came with, just like with the, what was that?
The celebration, party thing.
They both came with items that were included in there. Baby game time comes with the medium blue pin the tail on the pony game, with the curling tail piece, the straight piece, and a blue and white striped blindfold.
Yes, I believe something about it is different than the other, what you get with the pony pack, though. I can't remember what's different about it. I don't have the actual accessories, but I have a really, really nice mint little baby, whatever, game time. She's nice. Original curl and everything. Phew, haven't looked at you in a while. Boy, you're sweet. I don't have her sister, though, because they're just too thick and expensive. I'm not even sure how I got that one.
I have the pin the tail on the pony game and the game pieces.
From the playset or from this actual mail order? Because I think they were both slightly different.
Both sets. I have both sets.
Okay, so we need to have a talk after the show.
I don't think so.
I got the pony.
I don't think so.
I need the accessory to go with the pony.
I don't think so.
Oh, really? We're not going to talk about it, huh?
Nope.
Yeah, I might have something you want. I don't know. All right, I see how it is. That's fine. It's all right.
We can maybe talk about it. But then baby sugar cake came with a slice of pink cake, a yellow candle, a blue plate, and a purple noisemaker.
Yeah, and I can't remember if any of that was different. I think maybe the cake was different than
cake
the
was,
other cake.
Hold on, let me flip
pretty
through
sure
my
the
book.
Cake was different.
I'm flipping through the book. I'm almost there. Here I am. The cake was what? Actually, the cake was white and yellow, and the candles were pink.
So the cake is different.
Yes, the cake and the candles. The candle is different.
Good. So there shall be no mistaking if you have that cake.
Yes.
Apparently, my mail order babies all share home with the international babies as well. I'm telling you, they got the sweetest pad. They got like, this is like the freaking Paris Hilton pad or something, all the famous people hanging out together. I want to live there.
I think we'd all love to live there.
No, I meant in the pony nursery, actually. You know, with all the famous ponies. I don't care about Paris Hilton. Okay, silence. Not cool. I'm not that strange. Come on now.
I'm waiting for you to finish.
I was finished, believe it or not.
Okay. Very good, very good. Because
they're very cool, by the way. The balloon animals are just very cool. The detail of those little balloon animals on that thing is like surprisingly cool. They look kind of real, and the little happy birthday is like so super tiny and very legible. It's like an unusual amount of detail for them,
cool.
I think. They're very cool. Very cool. I was very impressed when I remember I got it. I was like, wow, that's a lot cooler than I expected it to be.
Okay.
Just good to know. So all you people out there that don't have it, now want it more.
Yay! Now, I do have to ask you one thing.
Okay.
Did we go over Monty Churns?
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
Yes, we do.
All right. But they're not technically, well, they're mail orders, but they're not ponies, really. But okay, go ahead. Do we have to go over every single one? There's like a bajillion of them, 24 or something.
No, we have the Monty charms, which were tiny plastic pony charms. 20 different charms were available together, in addition to a special pony charm that was only offered to members of the My Little Pony fan club. And there was also another one. But let's go over the first set.
Are you really going to go over each set? Are you kidding me, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Don't
are you trying to torture me tonight?
Don't make me mute you. I will mute you.
Abuse of power. Abuse of power. All right, fine. Go for it. I'll sit here TikToking while you go through 20 little tiny plastic things with their colors and their descriptions and their names, and then the show will be over and we'll never be able to finish the mail orders.
I won't be that long. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
You can even time me.
Okay. Tick, tick, tick.
You have paint a picture, curtain call, funny face, secret keeper, sweetheart, sweet tune, hugs and kisses, special, sweet and special, pretty please, little helper, tell a tale, fair play, tiny tumbler, happy dancer, laugh a lot, true blue, morning sunshine, true yours too. Fun lover and ticklish. But then also, the fan club mommy charm was Powder Puff.
Okay, that wasn't too bad.
The reason why I wanted to go through those was because the next up on Kim's site is Sweet Scoops and Pony Pendant Pair.
Yay!
You have Sweet Scoops, who looks adorable and cute and is looks like she is expensive as heck.
Well, you know what? I had Sweet Scoops 10 years ago. Or was it 11? 11 years ago. And she was perfect and pristine. And I didn't know she was any more special than any of the other ponies. And this is right before we started actually collecting Sirius, and somebody said, oh, yeah, no, I need her. I'll buy her from you. And I sold her. And I have yet to ever get her back. It's another one of those, that wasn't really an idiot moment. That was a I'm new to pony collecting, and I just didn't know any better moment. And I remember thinking, wow, this is the Sunday's best. That's all screwed up.
Nope.
Yep, I sold Sweet Scoop. Yeah.
No, she is not really a Sunday's best because she does not have the raised symbol. It's just like the other ponies. But the only difference was she did come with a charm that looks
just like her.
Exactly like her. And it is a tiny little form.
I will say, you know, in person, she wasn't like, wow. You know, I remember thinking she was kind of like, I remember thinking Sunday's Best were, like, cooler just because they had the raised symbol and everything. I think in part, you know, she kind of, a lot of her wow factor is just because she's a mail order, you know, and she's harder to come by. But I think her going rate these days is, like, somewhere around $100, somewhere between 70 and 100.
Kim's got her, not Kim, Summer's book has got her. The pony itself, for 180 up, her charm is 50 and up.
Yeah, that is definitely pre-recession. I really didn't, I don't think Sweet Scoops would be going for that much. But, you know, hey, I could be completely wrong, but I thought she was, like, closer to the $100 range.
Look how much Rapunzel goes for, okay? But we're not at her yet.
Yeah, but Sweet Scoops, I mean, I'd seen Sweet Scoops several times go up, and she was never, not the times I had seen it, she wasn't hitting those numbers. But then again, you know, maybe I wasn't looking just because I didn't want to feel the pain of the fact that it's older.
There you go. That was bad.
That's what it was. I totally was just suppressing it.
Yes, you were. But let's move on.
Yeah, but you know, she's kind of cool. I guess, you know, if you're a diehard mail order collector person, that's definitely up there on your list.
Yeah.
I think that the charm is what makes that set, though. You know, with the charm, that set is very cool. Without the charm, the pony's like, okay.
I'm trying to figure out, why doesn't she have it? Why doesn't she have a race symbol?
Yeah. Wow. This is really bland. No race symbol. Boy, error at the factory. Somebody needs to sell this.
Yeah, yes. But up next, we have babies again.
You know, I've noticed, you know, a large majority of the mail orders started gravitating to babies.
Yes.
Which, you know, hey, who can blame them? They freaking sell great. Everybody loves babies. Kids love babies. Adults love babies.
Everybody loves babies.
Babies.
And this set actually had two variations. It was the twice as fancy baby ponies.
Two variations?
Yes. You
of
had
the
a
fancy China, baby ponies.
You had a China version and you had a Hong Kong version.
You see, you learn something new every day because I never did pay attention to those little itty bitty particulars where, like, you know, stripe is like slightly off or something like that. So you're just going to have to enlighten me on the differences here. I mean, because twice as fancy babies, they are. By far, they've got to be the most popular mail order set.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Absolutely
these
most popular.
Girls, these girls, they're the China version. Do not, they have a forelock. Wait, I'm sorry. The Hong Kong version has a forelock, while the China version
does
not.
Hong Kong version does not have a forelock.
Right. And one of the ponies, her stripe is in a different location on the China version.
So here I am. Now I'm looking. Does this say anything about, like, which are more common or anything like that?
Yeah. You've got...
So it really doesn't matter, does it? Unless you're, like, a variant nut.
Yes. You've got baby dancing butterflies, baby love medley, baby Milky Way, baby sugarberry, baby sweet tooth, and baby up, up, and away.
Yay!
Now, there were differences between the adult ponies and the baby ponies with their eyes and their species.
Yeah, and in some cases, their paint treatment of
mm-hmm.
their symbols and their yes. hair color, oddly
yes, because
enough.
Because you have Baby Sweet Tooth and Baby Up, Up, and Away. Both of them are unicorns. Their mothers or their adult versions were not. They were earth ponies. And you have Baby Milky Way, whom as an adult was a unicorn, but as a baby she's a Pegasus.
And her stars are like a metallic, kind of like a metallic paint, not glitter.
Right.
Like her mother has the glittery stars. And
Baby Milky Way is the one where one version, her stripe, her blue stripe, is in the front of her hair. That is actually the Hong Kong version has the stripe in the front part of the hair, and the China version is the one with it right in the middle of the hair because of the forelock.
No. The Hong Kong version has it in the middle.
Oh, yes, you're right.
I know. Well, I'm holding it.
I'm brain dead. It's Friday.
That's good to know. Yeah, because I'm looking at this going, Okay,
so
Hong Kong.
I got it mixed up.
Blue is in the middle.
So I got it mixed up. Hong Kong has the Forelock.
Right.
I got it mixed up.
On Milky Way, Hong Kong has the Forelock. Now, on Up, Up, and Away, Hong Kong does not have a Forelock.
No, she's supposed to have a Forelock.
She doesn't. And I have one that has never had her head removed or anything, and she does not have a Forelock, and she says Hong Kong.
Hmm.
See, this is why I don't really get into the particulars of China and Hong Kong's subtle variations, because everybody's going to be like, huh? What the hell? Yeah. What do you mean? Mine has 12 plugs of hair. What do you mean yours only has 11? Yeah, my only one that's from China is my baby dancing butterflies,
mm-hmm.
who I had mint packaged till I unceremoniously ripped her open. Boy, that was a great feeling, let me tell you. She's so awesome. You know, every once in a while you've gotta take something out of its package. Actually, at Milky Way, I took out of her package too. God, I'm bad. Good thing I'm never gonna sell them.
That is very good. So, but
yeah, and you know, there's no difference. I don't think there's any difference with the baby dancing butterflies. So it doesn't matter for Hong Kong or. Did we talk about Sugarberry yet?
Yes, I talked about Sugarberry.
What'd you say about
her? I mentioned her.
You mentioned her, but you didn't mention that her hair was a different color than the mother, and she also has no Forelock.
Oh yes, she is a different. Her hair is a different color. Wow. See, I don't have any of the Twice as Fancy Babies. Of course, going for around $60, I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, you know, what's funny? Another one is Wonderful Funny, Funny Stories, ha ha. I had originally found all six Twice as Fancy Babies at a Goodwill 12 years ago for a quarter each.
Oh my
I then
God.
Went and sold them, I think, at the time for maybe, I think, what did I sell them for? Something like $5 each or $10 each. This is when I first started. And I was very tempted to keep them because, like, wow, those are really cute. Maybe I should just keep them. I was like, whatever. And then I regretted it. Then later I was like, crap, now I got to find them all again. And I have managed to track down four. Of course, I had to pay more than a quarter, but I didn't pay 60. Thank goodness. The most I've paid was $50 for one mitten package, and that is my cutoff, although it seems like I don't know if I'm going to get much luckier with that because I still need two, and I might have to pony up, so to speak, if I really want to get them. Seems like it's very difficult to get them for under 60, like you were saying.
That's why I kind of steer away from them a little bit.
But can you believe I found them for a quarter and sold them? God, what an idiot.
Noob.
I know, such a noob. I was the epitome of noob. I threw away the UK Megan outfits when I got them in a lot because I was like, these aren't Megan clothes. Oh, they made them in another country. Who knew? All the fun things you do in the beginning. So, yes, I'm still looking for, what is it, Love Melody and Sweet Tooth. But, yet another one of those things on the list. Mm. Love those guys, though. I don't think I've ever met anybody that says, I could take or leave them. I think everybody's just like, love them.
If I ever got one, I think I would probably be in pony heaven.
They are. They're just like one of those ponies you hold in your hand. I don't care which one it is. Well, okay, some are better than others. But you look and like, it's so stinking cute. I mean, when I wasn't even a collector and I was selling them 11 and 12 years ago, when I was just like kind of starting to collect, I was like, it's so cute. I mean, right then and there, Baby Sugarberry just about turned me into a pony collector. Of course, a month later, I was a pony collector. So, you know, day late, dollar short. But they have that kind of power. They can convert. They cross lines. It doesn't matter if you're a pony collector or not. They tug at you. They totally tug at you. They are very powerful. powerful
yes.
ponies. Pony power.
Those two look like they do. They do hold some great and grand power over you.
Yeah, by far, I think it's Sugarberry and Dancing Butterflies. Those are the two that really whammy you out of that set. Those are the ones that everybody seems to go, ooh. So, moving right along, while I
let's go
gaze lovingly at my ponies, making sure that they're all happy and content in the nursery.
Okay. Well, let's go take a walk down Fairy Tale Lane.
Fairy Tale Lane. What's down Fairy Tale Lane? I don't remember us going down Fairy Tale Lane before.
Let's go visit Blank and the Three Bears.
Ooh, Goldilocks.
Yes.
You scared me for a minute there. You know, you've been kind of unpredictable lately. Start talking about taking me for a ride, I get worried.
And I have to say this. I have Goldilocks with curls complete.
Complete?
With her bright blue ribbon and her brush.
Well, let me look and see. Which brush does she come with?
A purple star brush.
Okay. I have a purple star brush. Where's my Goldilocks? And she has wonderful mint curls, but I do not have the original tail ribbon. But I have gorgeous mint curls. Wow, those are awesome. But no, you have got me on the tail ribbon. So you've outdone me. How'd you get her tail ribbon? Did you get
her
mint package?
She
just came with her?
She came with her.
Nice. Well, you know, Goldilocks is one of those ones I think for many years was very underrated. Everybody
yeah.
was all about Rapunzel, Rapunzel, Rapunzel. And there was a time when you could get Goldilocks pretty darn cheap. And I don't know what she's going for these days. But, you know, I'm looking at her, I'm like, Goldilocks is pretty darn cute.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with her really nice curls and her cute little teddy bear and porridge symbol, and she's pretty darn cute. I think she should go more for, I don't know what her current value is, but I think she should be worth more. What is her current value? Oh, God of the pre-recession.
She was worth $15 to $20.
See, she should be worth more than that.
I
think recession should be worth $15 to $20. She's just very cool. If you can find her with, you know, her curls intact, I think should be the one. Because, I mean, we're talking about Goldilocks here, you know? She should kind of
yeah.
have her original curls. It kind of makes it. But I don't know. Maybe she was just incredibly common or something. But she's cool. Yeah, every once in a while, you get one of the unsung heroes, if you will. And that always, you know, maybe they're common or they're, you know, just not as sought after. So they don't fetch big prices, and I think she's one of them. I think she's
yeah.
wiser than her years and more valuable than her worth.
Yeah.
There you go. See, I had something nice to say. I'm not complaining about a pony.
I actually have an extra one that I do intend on getting to somebody someday, but I can never find her a home. I found her in a lot. No, wait. I found her at the world's biggest yard sale.
Oh, that sounds like such a cool thing to go to.
Oh, that was. Oh, my God. I walked out of there. I was, let's just say, I had a box full of crud, and it was from the toy section. And let's just say, yeah, I got vintage toys up the yin-yang.
Wazoo, I think, is the word you were looking for.
Yes. But I ended up actually, this is a very funny story. I actually looked into a box and I found, believe it or not, I found Pinkie Pie. a big stuffed Pinkie Pie that I dove into the box for, and I couldn't get back out.
Oh, that's not embarrassing.
No, what was embarrassing was having a guy ask, do you need a little help there?
Yes.
No, I'll just stay like this. That's good, thanks.
Grabs the back of my jeans and just yanks.
Grabbed the back of your jeans
again.
That's
like,
very unceremonious, isn't it?
Yes, especially when I come out of this huge pile of stuffed animals clutching this Pinkie Pie.
Nice.
What can I say? But beyond that, I found Goldilocks and I snatched her up even though I had another one, and I figured this girl needs to go home and she needs to have a bath. Her hair was just completely matted together and with some very gentle TLC, I got her nicely cleaned up. She's no longer a dingy pink. She's her normal bright pink. Her hair is wavy. It no longer has the curls because, let's just say, yeah, those curls were, yeah, they needed.
Well, you had to demat the hair. I mean, there's only so much you can save.
Yeah, but she looks good with her wavy hair. She even looks cute with her little waves.
So are you looking to, like, roke her, or are you looking to, what are you looking to do? Are you thinking of selling her, or what are you going to do with her?
I haven't quite decided yet. She's also growing on me to be the baby that I saved.
Yeah, you know, I know how that
but
is.
I want her.
It's amazing how attached you can get to a pony once it's in your herd.
Yeah.
I have my old Majesty, which, believe me, is just, she is just so beaten up. She's got to be, like, the most beaten up pony in my entire collection, and that's not really saying much because I don't have a lot of beaten up ponies, but I can't let her go. I don't care if I have a nice, pristine Majesty now. I can't let go of the beat up Majesty.
Nope.
And I know there are a lot of people out there that are like, I don't care how many parasols I have. I love them. Can't let them go. They're all individually unique. And it's just weird that I'm telling you, it's like weird pony head games. It's like they like latch onto your soul, and they're like, "You will keep me. You will keep me."
Yes,
I
you
must
will.
Stay
you
with
will
you.
Keep me.
I don't
yes,
care.
You will keep me.
It's very difficult. Seriously, it's very difficult.
Yes.
There are a few ponies I can say that I've let have gone on to other homes that I don't regret, but it's surprising how many sit there and go, what was I thinking? No, should have never done it. I'm so sorry. You're like sending out pony vibes. I hope you're okay. Hope you're happy wherever you are.
But see, I don't know if I quite want to let it go home or just keep said it's the baby I saved, you know?
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on how many you save. I think once you get to the area of like saving like 500, you know, that you don't necessarily need because you already have, well, then, you know, it's not as sentimental. But if you've got, like, five, you know, you saved them and you love on them, well, yeah, you got to keep them.
Definitely.
But, you know, I think it's just like, you know, it's sort of like taking in stray cats, you know? There's a limit. You know, I wish I could take in every stray cat that ever exists, but realistically, you know, You just can't do it. You got to have a cutoff.
Yes, you definitely do.
And seriously, there are pony people out there, too, that I think need to follow some of that advice. You don't really need an army of, I don't know, 100 blossoms. All Hong Kong normal blossoms. I mean, you want to have a million different variants, that's fine. But come on, just because you rescued it, you know? But hey, to each his own, whatever makes them enjoy their collecting, I really shouldn't rag on them, but, you know, it is fun, so I got to have my moments.
So,
yes, what else are we talking about?
Let us move on.
Okay.
And I just went to get mine.
Oh, is it time?
It is time. I have pulled her out of her plastic bag where she has been living ever since there.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
What are we talking about?
We are talking, of course, about the most expensive pony in the world.
Rapunzel?
Yes.
Do you have her?
I have the plushie version.
Oh, that's right, the plushie that you got at the fair.
Yes, and I haven't hugged her since the fair.
Why?
Well, because I really don't have any place to put her right now, so she's been kind of living in the bag that she came in. Only because
okay.
I don't want her ruined.
That's fair enough, I suppose. But you do need to find a place for her.
Yes.
So. Yes, Rapunzel. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, wherefore art thou, Rapunzel, let down thy
Row down
hair.
your long hair so that I may climb up it. Oh, yeah. That's really what you want little girls to hear.
Yeah, not only that, but I can't tell you how much I was like, man, that's got to hurt.
Yeah. No kidding.
200-pound dude climbing up your hair. Ouch.
Seriously?
But I will say, you know, she never was one of those ponies that I was like, wow, she's really cool. I mean, I'd much rather have, like, a full pristine set of, you know, twice as fancy babies. You know,
yeah.
I'd rather have one twice as fancy baby, really, over, say, Rapunzel. She's just not one of those ponies that I look at and go, wow, she's really cool, she tugs at my heart and all that. She's very popular, she's rare, she's got cool long hair, she goes for an astronomical amount of money, but I put her into the categories of overhyped.
Yeah. I mean, granted, okay, yes.
She's a status symbol. She's a freaking Gucci bag, okay?
When I was at the convention, yes, I really, 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 really wanted her because you know what? I said then, if I win this Rapunzel, this will be the only Rapunzel in my herd ever because I will never be able to afford the, first of all, I will never be able to afford the real Rapunzel. But also because she's big, she's pony size, and she's huggable.
She is. Huggable is good.
She is nice and huggable. And I never did get to say talk about her mane. The person who made the pony, which I cannot remember for the life of me. Can you remember who it was?
I wasn't the one who bought her. You want me to remember?
I can't remember who.
I can't believe you can't remember. How can you not remember?
All I remember was she was a donation. To the silent auction.
She didn't she come with like a tag that said who made her or something around her neck?
No, she didn't.
Wow. Well, that's
I'll remember that. But not only was her, because she comes with pink and yellow hair. The pink part of her mane was separately braided, and then everything was braided together with the yellow hair.
We are talking about the plushie, not the real Rapunzel.
The plushie Rapunzel.
Maybe, and this just may be a maybe, maybe we should talk about the real Rapunzel.
I'm talking about both. Because both were actually, because the real Rapunzel actually did come with both her mane and her tail braided.
Well, not her whole mane. She just had a braid in her mane.
Yeah.
She had one braid. Like an accent braid.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'd heard stories from those who actually remember getting Rapunzel when they were kids in the mail and said that a lot of times she showed up as a matted mess. You took her out of the bag, and it wasn't like her, you know how like they have the things in their hair that now that keep their hair in place and everything, the little plastic strips in a pony's mane or the little plastic things that wrap around the tail and stuff like that to keep them nice. apparently they didn't do that with Rapunzel. And so in some cases, I mean, I remember hearing stories of people that were like, yeah, when I got Rapunzel, I spent days trying to undo the tangles and the mats and the whatnot from her being shoved in the bag. I thought that was kind of interesting. Interesting to know.
From what I'm reading, her hair came braided.
That's not what I heard from the back. This was years ago when the topic was, you know, talking about people were coming forward saying, yeah, and I remember when I got her. Not all of her hair was braided.
Hmm.
At least that's not what they were saying. They were saying that they had the one braid, but that the hair was, like, was a mess. I mean, it was curly and everything, but it was, like, seriously, in some cases, very, very time-consuming to get straightened out.
Well, yeah, if she's just thrust into a bag.
Well, you know, like the bags that the other mail orders came in, you know?
Right.
She just, like, had a whole lot of hair, and they put her in the bag.
Poor Rapunzel. The
only way that we would really know for 100% certainty, though, is to see a mint package Rapunzel. And I'm going to say I am 99.99% sure that she was not fully braided. She was just had the single braid with her flowing hair, and just like, you know how like some people have a tail or something like that, just one little signature little braid in her mane.
Unless that's the pink. That might actually be the pink strip that might have that braid.
Probably. I really don't remember because I've never gotten one.
Neither have I. Okay.
I have seen one, though. Must Be Jewel has, of course, Rapunzel, but she also has a really neat collection of custom Rapunzels. So she has, like, a blue Rapunzel and I don't remember what other color she has, but she's got, like, three custom Rapunzels in, like, different colors, whereas, you know, regular Rapunzel is, like, pink, and she's got a custom blue Rapunzel and a custom green Rapunzel and a custom orange Rapunzel or whatever. I don't think orange is one of them, but maybe a custom purple Rapunzel. But they're really cool, actually. Seeing Rapunzel in different colors, I found that I actually liked the blue Rapunzel. I thought the blue Rapunzel looked really cool. I liked her better than the pink Rapunzel. Pretty neat idea.
That really is cute sounding. Really, it definitely is.
Yeah, well, anything, maybe we'll get somebody to post pictures of that because it's really cool. Okay, what's next? Now that we've talked about what some people would say would be the holy grail of mail orders.
Well, yeah, seeing as how in summer...
And neither one of us have.
She's at $400 and up, which, yeah, sounds about right.
For a U.S. mail order, yeah, she's it.
Yes.
Good thing I don't like her. I'd be like, oh, I'll never have her. Well, you know, I just don't care.
Well, this next...
Or maybe I do care, and that's just my subconscious protecting me.
Maybe.
Making me not care.
Maybe.
No, I don't care.
But next up, we have a mommy and baby set.
This set's kind of cute.
Yes, and that's all it was called was mommy and baby.
Yeah, Hasbro's really original with some of its naming policies.
Oh, yes. You have mommy with... who had long curly hair, and mommy basically had a cute little symbol of a pair of kitty cats. You had a mommy kitty cat and a baby kitty cat.
Little kitty cat.
And then the baby pony was in the style of the Fancy Pants baby ponies. And it looks like there were two different shades of purple. The baby looks to be a little bit darker than mommy.
That notice how I have no input. I don't have these guys.
Neither do I.
It's kind of odd. That's two things in a row that I do not have. I'm starting to feel really strange.
Uh-oh. Are you feeling faint?
I am. I had to sit down. I don't feel good.
Yes. Sit down.
Okay, I'm sitting down. They look like they're really cute, but it seems like the number one problem with those guys was their hair. you know, they had the dreaded pink hair curse.
Oh, yes.
So when you can find those with nice pink hair, that's like something right there. They can fetch a pretty penny if they got their pink hair. I mean, they fetch a pretty penny anyway, but with their pink hair and everything else, I'm sure the set could easily go for like probably $400 itself.
Hmm.
I want to say like recently I'd seen them both go for like the mommy going for close to $200 and the baby for over $100.
Yep.
But, you know, I am feeling a little faint because of my lack of two or three ponies in a row now. So, you know, I'm not thinking clearly.
So, but that kind of ends the mail order versions. We do have a few more to go through.
Really?
Yes. We have, this is what they're calling miscellaneous pony offers.
Oh, I have some of those. Okay, go ahead.
We have first up, hold on. Excuse me.
Yeah, that was nice.
Sorry. That was a hiccup that didn't quite come out right. You have Little Tot Pony, who was offered in conjunction with the Toys for Tots. A person making a donation during this promotion would receive this pony as a thank you, while a needy child would receive one as well.
That is so awesome.
It is.
That is so awesome.
And it looks, it's a little, and it's really, the symbol is really cute. It's in this very same, it's basically the same pony as the birthday ponies. Same pink hair, same everything about her, except for her symbol is a little a child with a teddy bear and a ball.
Okay, I think I'm going to not feel very good now. This is like pony number, what, 3 or 4 I don't have?
4.
4. Are we counting? See, it's like depends if you count a mommy and baby as 2 ponies or 1. If I count them as 1, I don't feel as faint. But this is the as 1. I wouldn't mind having this one. I wouldn't mind having it. I actually, you know what? I think I may try to get it one day. I need to go along with my herd of clones. Because I love my wall of white clones. They look so cool. So, yeah, I got to get her and I got to get stockings to complete my wall of clones.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I have a new goal. I have a new reason for being. I'm so happy.
There you go.
But that is, you know, I mean, sometimes that is just so awesome. I mean, not only did you get a pony, you knew that some kid in need got a pony too. And when they said kid in need, was it specified like, you know, like children maybe who were ill, or was it children from low-income families? What kind of children are we talking about in need?
Toys for Tots originally started off what?
Oh, Toys for Tots. Okay, yes. Yeah. So for underprivileged kids. Gotcha.
Right.
That's
actually
so cool.
Tots in the 80s was more for the kids who were, say, in, you know, the children's hospitals. You know, the parents couldn't really afford to get their kids anything for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So that's basically kind of where this all developed from.
Really?
For that.
I thought that was something else, but cool. Hey, that's cool. No, I love the idea of the buy one, somebody else gets one.
Yeah.
That's really neat. I wish they would do something like that now. That would be so cool.
I would
totally pay the extra, whatever, $5 or something like that if I knew some kid someplace was getting one too.
But, yeah, it's kind of still the main purpose of the whole thing. And they've even got, in the city of Chicago, they actually have a motorcycle run.
Oh, those are all over the place. I have yet to live someplace that doesn't have a motorcycle run for Toys for Tots.
That is always so much fun to go watch, because you're thinking, big bad bikers, and they've got a big, huge
isn't
teddy bear.
Isn't that funny? They've got tons of stuffed animals stuck to their chopper. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
and you got to wonder, you know, is it really giving, or is it crash buffering? If they wipe out, they're safe.
Yes.
It's very cool. It's a very cool thing. And I think bikers get a kick out of it, too. It gives them something to do other than sell drugs, you know?
No, because...
I'm just kidding. Somebody had to say something stupid. Come on. And you know it's not going to be you, so it's got to be me.
Well, no, because, you know, my mother has known a lot of bikers.
I've known a lot of bikers, too. Come on. You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
This is true. But, yeah, you got to figure. You see this big, tough, burly-looking biker dude, and he's got this big, huge, stuffed bear.
Well, you know the truth of the matter is most of those damn biker dudes are just teddy bears underneath anyway.
Exactly.
Very, very few of the biker dudes are really, you know, truly scary, mentally deranged individuals underneath.
Exactly. And this is
a couple, though.
This is the only time of the year in which they can let that out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's safe to do this time of year. The rest of the year, you got to go back to being tough.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's sad. That's awesome. That's awesome.
But moving on.
We
have basically, I think we're going to round this off with a bunch of babies.
Babies.
You have, now this one, you can kind of consider it a store-bought pony.
Okay.
Offered as an in-store offer from the stationery store Currents, which also sold MLP, stationery, and cards. These two unnamed ponies were offered as a Valentine's Day promotion. They were the Valentine's Baby Ponies.
Yep. Baby purple and baby white.
And I have baby white.
I have baby white. I used to have baby purple, but I can't find her anymore. I mean, seriously, I don't know what happened to her. Because I had them both.
I got baby white at the fair. During the, I got her in the auction as well.
Yeah, that's cool. So I have baby white, but I have to track down my baby purple. It's very weird. Baby white's got that weird bright, it's not really red, it's not really pink, it's neon something hair.
Yeah,
like Sugarberry, I think.
Yes.
Similar. But I remember, if I remember correctly, Baby Purple has is very toned down in comparison. Very, very lavender body, very light pink hair. I'm in the pony room. Where else? Pony show, honey.
Oh.
Not really going to talk about anime during the pony show. Pony snacks. We'll talk about that later. Come on, let's go to your pony snacks. Pony snacks, let's go. No, you will not lock me in here. I need pony snacks. Just try and lock me into the pony room. God, what was she thinking?
Yes, we will have soon. We will soon have pony snacks. We got two more babies to go through, though.
Okay.
Next up we have, you won this baby at some place that used to be called Showbiz Pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes!
I have her. She's awesome.
I have her too. She is so cute. And actually, I bought one for a friend of mine. And I just gave it to her this weekend. She is so happy because she used to have one and then it got lost.
Aw, that's so sweet of you. All right, what'd you do with the box? Sienna, what'd you do with the box? The pony snacks. Don't want me. Where are they? Messing with my pony snacks. Thank you. Bad enough, I gotta hide the Reese's peanut butter cups from you. I gotta hide the pony snacks too. Cool. Yes. No. Yes, I had. You know what's funny was that the Chuck E. Cheese baby came out, oddly enough, after My Little Pony really in America was kind of like not happening anymore. if I remember.
It came out in year nine, about.
No, it didn't. Because it was like,
Year nine, year ten?
No, work with me here for a minute. Ponies came out in 81, right?
Right.
And so 1991 would be when, like, the Chuck E. Cheese would No. I'm telling you, when my daughter was a baby in, like, 1997, I remember us driving by Chuck E. Cheese and seeing all these little girls holding these little ponies. And I remember asking, where were they getting these things? And they said they got them at Chuck E. Cheese. I am not crazy. My daughter was already born, so it had to be, like, 97. And it was around the time that they were releasing G2s.
They might have still had them.
They had them for 6 years.
I'm looking at Kim's site, and it's saying, I'm not sure when exactly she was issued, but it was said that she was available in 1989.
She was available in the mid-90s, I'm telling you. Seriously.
So you got to figure.
Because I was finding her all over the place.
But you have to figure, she was costing 400 tickets.
Okay, and?
So they might have
400 tickets is not that hard to get, believe me. I've spent many an hour at Chuck E. Cheese. I wish somebody would call in about now and give us some information. Oh, in the last year, she's been 250 to 300 without a charm. Oh, Kit Kat, did you have to tell me that? Okay, see, this is what I get for reading the chat board. Talking about scoops. Didn't need to know. Okay, going back to My Little Pony Collectors. All right, I am not crazy. I'm telling you, it's just, unless they had, like, some crazy reserve, all right, in 1997, maybe even 98, they still had bucket loads of Chuck E. Cheese babies.
They could have.
So I'm going to see if I can find some additional information.
You have to figure, this was specifically made for Chuck E. Cheese. So Chuck E. Cheese may have had them continue this baby for them.
I suppose, let's see what this other site says. Boy, people just aren't very, I'm telling you, I'm in person. I have seen this. This is not a fluke.
Well, I'm just saying you could have seen her because you have.
I know, but somebody else has got to be out there being able to verify this. There's got to be somebody that can say, yes, I was there. I mean, I guess it's, you know. At any rate, yes, she was available. My Little Pony, Chuck E. Cheese. Can be yours now, mint and package for $100 on eBay. Overpriced.
Oh, my. Definitely.
Yeah, I love these people who overprice their stuff. I guess they figure if they leave it up there long enough, somebody else will sucker enough to do it. Yep. $1 to $5 for the Christmas baby pony. Wow. Then why the heck has she been going for so much more, huh? I've been trying to get a Christmas baby pony because I can't find mine.
Okay. So let's move on, actually.
Yeah, there's not much more to do, huh?
Who was actually offered in specially marked boxes of Kellogg's cereal, but most commonly Rice Krispies, which is why she's been kind of dubbed the Rice Krispies.
Christmas which is
baby.
The one I was just talking about, actually. She's
and
also been called Baby Stockings.
Yes, because her symbol is a green stocking like that of stockings.
Well, stockings is a pink and green stocking, but same concept.
Right.
Yes, and I have to say, for some reason, mine has disappeared. Seriously. It's not one that I intentionally sold. I used to put out my, I still do sometimes, put out all of my Christmas ponies at Christmas time. They all
aww.
Get to come migrate down to the living room, and everybody is, like, partying all over the living room, and I don't know what happened to my baby stockings.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I know. This is very disturbing. I'm hoping she's packed away somewhere with Christmas stuff, but I just don't know. So I'm going, I might have to get a new one.
Hmm. You might. But I am going to add one last thing in.
Okay.
The McDonald's bookmarks.
I have something else to add, too.
Yes.
Other than pony snacks. Why don't you talk about your McDonald's bookmarks, and then I'll talk about what I have to add.
Okay. These girls, basically, they were in Happy Meals. They were these little clips that I guess they looked like bookmarks. I don't know how they could hold a page or anything without breaking. But they came in the original six ponies, and they resembled the Mommy Charms.
Mm-hmm. They did.
And they are so
nom.
Cute. Horrible.
Nom, nom.
Ooh, I got three blue.
I only got one green.
I got two green. But
you
know
what? There's a conspiracy against me. It's my favorite color, and I never get more than one.
But you know what?
Hmm?
This will be my last time eating pony snacks for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Why?
I'm going Monday to the dentist to have two cavities filled and possibly one tooth extracted.
I think you need to have two bags of pony snacks.
So, I won't be able to have any pony snacks next week because
poor
of the
girl.
Brand new fillings. At least the brand new fillings.
Well, I hope we get the nice white enamel ones and not nasty mercury ones.
I have no clue what I'm getting. I'm having to pay for them myself. I don't have dental insurance.
Ouch. Well, if you can bring yourself to do it, try to get the ones that are same color as your teeth and not the metal ones. There's all kinds of reasons why they say you shouldn't get the metal ones these days anyway. I know they're less expensive, but if you can swing it, definitely go for the ones that are the same color as your teeth. They're safer for your system.
Luckily,
green
the
ones.
Dentist.
Hold on. Green. Okay, go ahead. Dentist.
The dentist, actually, his office is in the office building that where my mother works, and he's letting me do a payment plan for my dental work.
Nice.
So I figure if anything, you know, he figures, I know she's going to pay because I know where her mother works.
Yeah, seriously, I'm not kidding. Look into what the prices are, and if it's not, you know, come on. I have a thing, you know, you never want to cheese out.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing a payment plan. I mean, what's an additional month or 2 months payments, considering, you know, the quality of whatever it is you're getting? I wish I had bought the next grade up of carpet. It would have been two more months worth of payment. But at the time, I was being frugal. I was a little too frugal. I should have gotten the next grade up. Same thing with your dental work, although it's a little bit more important than carpet, okay?
Yes.
Get the better grade filling. You might have to pay for it for a couple months more.
I think that's what he's going to do. He's going to do the enamel.
I don't know what they call it. It's like a resin or whatever the heck they call it, but it's not metal. It's something else. It's much more pleasant. It sets nicer. It looks nicer. It's better for your system. You know, there's no mercury and all the other stuff. So
well,
all the cool
me.
Kids are doing it. So back to the ponies, mail orders.
Yes.
Are we talking about other mail order promotions?
What else do you have to bring to the table?
I have a mail order SpaghettiOs poster.
Ooh.
Which was a My Little Pony poster. No, it's not like a giant SpaghettiOs poster. It's an actual My Little Pony poster. And I got to turn it back in the pony room. Which is really funny. It's this lovely scene with the dream castle in the back and this little river cascading down, and you've got ponies frolicking, and you've got, you know, Pegasus in the air, and you've got unicorns and sea ponies in the river, and Megan is sitting there looking at everybody, and garlands and flowers, and everybody's having a blast. And the rainbow says My Little Pony. And then in the corner you have free when you buy 4 cans of SpaghettiOs products, not for resale. On the poster, not on the back, but right there on the poster. How bizarre is that?
Oh, well. Oh, wait. I do have one more thing to add. Okay, this is kind of a thing that was thrown in on Kim's site.
Okay.
Pony Llama Friend.
Oh, yes, the Pony Llama Friend. The thing that, what the heck, she's not really a pony. She's not really a pony friend, but she's there.
I will quote this from Kim's site. This beautiful llama was originally not part of the My Little Pony family. In 1987, MLP late year 5, she was part of a gem Christmas offer. Her name was Rama Llama. She was the mascot for Gem and the Holograms. However, in Canada, now this is in green, which means this is stuff she isn't quite sure about, so she has a question mark next to Canada. It only MLP offer, she was part of a collection that included baby pearlized ponies, Clipper, baby sisters, pretty mane ponies, satin and lace, coat and tails, twice as fancy babies, and more. This offer seems to have been available in years 7 and 8 or later. In this offer, she was also known as Pony Llama. According to the description, she is invited to a party with the My Little Ponies and has come a long way to join the fun. She
wow.
is nearly twice the size of an adult pony, which also hints that she is not originally from the MLP line, has a pale pink face and legs with purple hooves. The body is covered with long magenta fur, blue eyes, purple nose. She's wearing a fringed blanket on her back.
Okay, dang, she's a llama.
Crush.
Wow. No kidding. And she's ugly. I'm sorry. She's not beautiful. She's ugly. She's weird. She's furry. She's ugly, okay? Go back to Jim.
Yes. But.
Oh, but on totally not related to llama notes, I just found my little brochure for the mail order for the Twice as Fancy and the birthday sister ponies.
Yes.
And it has Tucks and Tails, by the way. And I just thought you guys would be interested to know. Oh, and the pony and pendant pair. The sweet scoops, you could get the 30 points and $8.50.
Wow.
Or without points, you would pay $10.75.
Holy cow.
Game Time and Sugar Cake were $7. All the Twice as Fancy Babies were $5.25. Unless you bought all 6. You can get them for $25.50. And Tucks and Tails was $7.50. These suckers went up in price.
And unfortunately, that's all we've got time for.
Just thought you'd want to know. Back in the day.
So next week we'll start on
Playsets.
And so till then, pony bye-byes.
Bye-bye.
This is Game Mono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Make sure you get laughing gas in the chair. And bring a tape recorder. That will be the total new laughing gas track. What, no comment?
Boy, we cut it short.